A drive into the foothills above Santa Barbara off of Highway 154 going up San Marcos Pass takes you into some elegant neighborhoods with large homes and panoramic views. But a turn down a street off of San Antonio Creek Road brings you to something truly different. As you go down a steep driveway, you first notice one sculpture and then another and another. This home is called Via Maria. It's a place where a little known but unique nonprofit which promotes the arts houses artists in residence.
This is the home of the late Morris B. Squire, and he donated it to his foundation when he passed away in 2014, and this is our artist-in-residence campus. We host artists quarterly here.
Ashley Woods Hollister is executive director of the Squire Foundation.
We bring thought leaders from all over the world here, poets, writers, celloists, performers. We had a long residency with the Ensemble Theater in Santa Barbara here, and we had this wonderful interplay of stage performers and actors, and the set designers were staying here. So we don't see ourselves just as an art foundation. We see ourselves as a creative empowerment foundation.
Photographer Lindsay Ross is one of the latest three artists in residence. Ross, who came from Wyoming for the residency, uses a massive 250-pound 1920s-era camera to create modern-day pictures with a historic and artistic flavor.
I work with vintage photographic processes, which means I specialize in wet plate collodion, which is a late 19th century photographic process. And my fine artwork is mostly ambrotypes. So I am basically creating an emulsion on a piece of glass, and I have to have a dark room on site. I put the glass into the camera and then I shoot the plate and I have to develop it while I'm on site. It's kind of like a Polaroid of the late 19th century.
Ross is focused on two projects during her residency. One is an exhibition which was recently displayed at her studio in Santa Barbara's Funk Zone. The second is a massive mural on the Central Coast in the city of Guadalupe.
The Far Western Restaurant, which is now going to be the new home for the Dune Center. So as you're traveling up the PCH, which goes right through the center of Guadalupe, you'll see a grid of 8 women's portraits that were all taken as 5x7-inch tintypes, but on the wall you'll see them as 5 foot by 7 foot. We scanned the photos and we printed them and pasted them on the side of the building. And these are women of all different ages, occupations, ethnicities, but all of them have deep roots in the town of Guadalupe.
Ross says having the foundation support has made it possible for her to try some big projects like the mural, which she felt was important because it takes art to the people.
Opening it up to a broader audience that may not go into a gallery or into a museum. This was kind of reflecting the town.
The Artisan Residence Program is just part of what the Squire Foundation does. It has hundreds of pieces of art which were collected by Squire, and just like a library which lends books, community institutions can borrow them for display. For instance, a more than 12-foot-high gorilla sculpture from the collection just went on display at the Santa Barbara Zoo.
We have an art lending library, and if you can see out around the pool and down into the orchards, we have 30 to 40 sculptures on property that we loan throughout Southern California and the Southeast. We have a large sculpture exhibition out in Catalina in the Wrigley Botanic Gardens. We're installing installation of his sculptures up in Orchid at Waller Park.
Foundation Executive Director Ashley Wood Hollister says Morris Squire, who died at the age of 91 in 2014, wanted to share his love of the arts with the world.
Mr. Squire really saw how the creative arts were able to be a common ground for all people, and also as a place to release your tension and anxiety and rediscover a part of yourself in connection to one another. That's definitely the goal of the foundation and the mission, which is to endorse the arts and education from the community level up on an international basis.
Via Maria was actually Squire's getaway from winter in Chicago house in Santa Barbara. The foundation is jointly based in Chicago and Santa Barbara. In addition to the artisan residence and art loan programs, the Squire Foundation also operates educational programs. They'll connect artists with nonprofits to help with hands-on arts education efforts. While the Squire Foundation may not be a household name on the South Coast, it's quietly working in multiple ways to enrich the region's culture. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.